Like every year, Cubans are commemorating on January 28th the birthday anniversary of national hero José Martí, the most universal of all Cubans. He was a poet, an essayist, a journalist, a translator, and a teacher. As Martí was developing his talent for writing, he also was forming his political consciousness. At the age of 15, he had already composed several poems. He also was very passionate about the growing revolutionary efforts to free Cuba from Spanish colonial rule, and soon devoted his skills as a writer to advance the independence cause. In 1869, at the age of 16, José Martí created the newspaper La Patria Libre, in which he published several significant poems, including the dramatic Abdala, in which he described the liberation of an imaginary country. He was arrested that same year, 1869, for his open opposition to Spanish colonial rule over Cuba, and sentenced to hard labor, which he fulfilled partially at the San Lázaro quarries at the same site where the Fragua Martiana Museum is built today, dedicated to the apostle of Cuban independence, his life, his work, and his legacy. First exiled from Cuba in 1871 for his political activities, Martí spent much of his life abroad. While in exile, he organized Cuba's independence war, which we call here the Necessary War of 1895. He returned to Cuba to begin the fight and died on the battlefield on May 19, 1895. He was just 42 years of age. As we commemorate this year the 167th anniversary of José Martí's birthday, we bring statements by the director of Fragua Martiana Museum, Jucián Palacios Ortega. Speaking with our colleague from the Spanish department, Isis Maria Allen, Jusuam, who is also the president of the Martí Youth Movement, referred to the full validity of José Martí's thinking today in Cuba and around the world.
I think that Martí's legacy is vital today. We must continue learning from him, his ideas, to confront and overcome the terrible problems humanity is facing today. Faced with the current situation, we must go back to him, his emancipatory, anti-colonialist thinking. We must always go back to Martí as a permanent source of inspiration to confront human egoism, evil. José Martí personifies the highest human values.
On occasion of the 167th birthday anniversary of national hero José Martí, we spoke also with Cuban historian Ana Sánchez Collazo, PhD in social sciences. For 14 years, she served as the director of the Havana-based José Martí Studies Center. She pointed also to the need to study Martí's work.
I think that in today's world, we must follow Martí's legacy, particularly his idea about the permanent need to defend and promote the highest human sentiments, such as love, friendship, and compassion with renewed energies. We live in a material world, but feelings make a difference. In his writings, Martí left us a legacy of love to one's mother and to one's homeland, the kind of love which elevates humans to a higher dimension and makes them invincible. Love always comes out victorious from every battle. Following Martí's legacy, we will always find ways and means to stay together as a people, a nation. In Martí's ideas and writings, humanity can easily find the answers to achieve unity and harmony among all peoples of the world.
As we said earlier in our news today, Cubans are celebrating a day of homage to the national hero José Martí on the occasion of the 167th anniversary of his birth on January 28, 1853. While activities to commemorate the date are taking place all across Cuba and also in diverse parts of the world, including Russia, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Key West in Florida, the main activity here in Cuba was the night vigil and torchlight march. a reenactment of the first Torchlight March held in 1953 by university students to pay homage to the apostle of Cuban independence. For Radio Havana, Cuba, I'm Lina Valverde.